Good afternoon. The government yesterday withdrew the draft budget for 2025 due to be voted on in Parliament tomorrow after the right-wing Partido Popular and the party of the Catalan separatist leader Carles Puigdemont announced they would reject the text. We are going to do everything in our power to continue working, talking and reaching an agreement, so a government spokesperson said. Parliament was scheduled to vote on the so-called stability path, an essential step in drawing up next year's national accounts and a compass for the 2025-27 financial framework when the current legislature ends. However, everything pointed to a new rejection of the document, as occurred in the previous vote back in July when the PP, the JX Cap Party and far-right Vox overturned the vote in the same version that was to be voted on tomorrow. However, as Vox spoke of new separatist blackmail yesterday, JX Cat spokesperson in Parliament urged the government to present a draft budget that is better for Catalonia if it wants the separatist party's votes. On Monday, the digital transformation minister, Oscar Lopez, warned of serious consequences if the new budget were not approved, estimating that regional and local councils would lose out on 12 billion euros. British police have arrested a man on suspicion of murder in connection with the death of a woman who fell off a balcony in Ibiza 2 years ago. Robin Eve Maines, who was 24 and from Wolsey in the Wirral in the UK, is believed to have fallen to her death from a balcony of the Hotel Rossomar on the island back in September 2022. Merseyside police have now arrested a 27-year-old man from London in connection with her death. The force said the suspect has been interviewed and bailed pending further inquiries. The arrest comes 2 years after Miss Maine's body was discovered on the 25th of September 2022 near the San Antonio area of the island. Following an investigation by police here and a review of materials sent over by the Spanish authorities, her death is being investigated by the Merseyside police and is currently being treated as unexplained. And the government yesterday said it would boycott the swearing-in ceremony of the Mexican president-elect because King Felipe was not invited. Madrid called the king's exclusion from the ceremony on the 1st of October unacceptable. Mexico published the guest list a week ago for the inauguration of the country's first woman president following her left-wing ruling party's landslide June election victory. King Felipe was not on the list, which includes regional leftist leaders as well as the US First Lady Jill Biden. While Mexico and Spain have close historical and economic links, relations have been strained since the outgoing president, López Obrador, took office back in 2018. Madrid rejected his demand for an apology for the events of the Spanish conquest some 5 centuries ago. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.